With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The parents of a Michigan school shooter have each been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison for failing to take steps that could have prevented the killing of four students in 2021. Jennifer and James Crumbly, the first parents in the U.S. to be convicted of a mass school shooting, in that shooting, they were found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. In her impact statement before the sentencing, Nicole Bosselet, the mother of one of the victims, said Ethan Crumbly's parents made very poor decisions.
While your son was hearing voices and asking for help, I was helping Madison pick out her senior classes. While you were purchasing a gun for your son and leaving it unlocked, I was helping her finish her college essays.
Some anxious moments today on Capitol Hill. Anti-Israel protesters briefly shut down a Senate cafeteria. No official word on any arrest. Also at srnnews.com, Norfolk Southern agreeing to pay $600 million to settle a class action suit for that train derailment last year in Ohio.
If approved by a court, Norfolk Southern will settle with all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. It'll also give participating residents personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment. In February 2023, 50 cars of a 150-car freight train derailed on the outskirts of East Palestine, near the Pennsylvania state line. Some of those cars contained hazardous materials and led to 1,500 to 2,000 people needing to evacuate. Norfolk Southern said that people and businesses will be able to use the compensation from the settlement in any manner they see fit.
And Tesla has settled a lawsuit brought by a California family for a man who died in a crash while relying on semi-autonomous driving. This is SRN News. Scientists take on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican has declared sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices the Catholic Church believes absolutely violate God's plan for human life. This is SRN News. Louisiana's Senate advancing a bill that would empower state and local law enforcement to arrest and jail people who entered the United States illegally. Here's Ron DeRockstra with more on that story.
The proposed measure, which now heads to the House, resembles legislation in Texas. GOP State Senator Valerie Hodges says Louisiana has the, quote, right to defend our nation and accuses the federal government of neglecting responsibilities to enforce immigration law. Opponents argue the bill is unconstitutional, will not do anything to make the state safer, and will only fuel negative and false rhetoric directed toward illegal aliens. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Wall Street at this hour, still a sea of red as it has been all day. The Dow is off 139 points, S&P down 15, the NASDAQ is off 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.